My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the WFAN Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Thursday, March 11th. The Yankees beat the Phillies 6-1 in Clearwater. Gerrit Cole threw three innings, allowed just three hits and a run. He struck out five. Jonathan Loaisiga was really efficient, needed just 24 pitches for three scoreless innings. That's nine outs on 24 pitches. Loaisiga will be an important swingman for the Yankees. And remember, they have an extra bullpen spot to fill with the absence of Zach Britton for most of the first half. Loaisiga probably, I think, already had a spot in a certain role, but it's nice to see him have a good outing here. Yulis Chacin, who will play some important roles for the Yankees as well, or could as a non-roster invitee, threw two scoreless innings, and Lucas Lucchi continued his strong spring with a scoreless inning and two strikeouts. Aaron Hicks had a homer and a double in his day at the plate today. You know, the idea that we watch for different guys in the spring is kind of interesting sometimes. You look for some of the off-the-radar guys and say, who's having a good spring? Who could have a big impact? What could happen to this guy? And we get all wrapped up in the extra last bench spot. Who's getting that roster spot? Or the last bullpen role. Who's getting that role? And we kind of forget sometimes that it comes back to the stars. The stars have to play well for any championship team, with very few exceptions. If the stars don't play, you know, it's nice to have guys step up, but that's really usually only a temporary fix. The stars have to play often and play well in order for teams to win championships. And that's why, you know, I knew next man up was a nice thing for the Yankees a couple of years ago, and they did really miraculous things, winning over 100 games that way. But in the end, your stars are the ones that you rely on. The stars are the ones who are the, you know, proven performers. That's why they're stars, right? And if they're healthy and performing, they're the ones who take you to championship levels. And the Yankees haven't had that for the last couple of years. The injuries have really taken away some of their star performers. And to that point, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Gary Sanchez. Remember when, after 2017, and there were standout seasons by Judge and Sanchez, and then the addition of Stanton, you thought, wow, this offense, they could, what couldn't they do with all the firepower they have in this offense? What they haven't been able to do is write all those names into the lineup at the same time very often. The combination of Judge, Stanton, and Sanchez has not had a full season. Not only that, they haven't played more than 100 games together in any of the last three seasons. I know there were only 60 games last year, but 18 and 19 full seasons, they didn't even get 100 games together in a lineup. And that's disappointing when you consider the impact these guys can have offensively. And not only that, the way the rest of the team is constructed, the injuries that they've suffered, They haven't had the opportunity to put their stars on the field and get them in the lineup and have them produce these great seasons that could lead to championship seasons. I looked back at the 2009 Yankees and saw that they had 8 different players who had 500 plate appearances in the season. Remember, the 2009 team had, you know, Mark Teixeira leading the league in homers and RBIs because he was playing every day. Robinson Cano, Derek Jeter, Nick Swisher all played over 150 games. Alex Rodriguez might have too if he had started his season. Remember, he missed the first month of the season with a hip injury, recovering from surgery, and then he went on to have a 30-100 season and played over 120 games. But it could have easily been 150 if he had been there for April. You know, point is, the Yankees have missed their biggest stars, their best players. They have missed those guys and haven't had the opportunity to have them in the lineup on a daily basis. The mixing and matching that you see is a result of a lot of injuries. Even if you look, I said 8 players from the 2009 team had 500 plate appearances. Go back to 2019, the last full season, only 4 Yankees had 500 or more plate appearances. A lot of that is about injuries, staying healthy and getting those guys on the field. And if they can do that, well, you know, there's a difference here to be had for the New York Yankees offensively. And I'm not even talking about guys like Gleyber Torres too, DJ LeMahieu. These guys, if you write these guys name in the lineup, you know, 500 plus times or 500 plus paid appearances, you have an idea of what they can do, because if they're playing that many times, it means they're healthy. And if they're healthy, you know what they can do. So that's kind of the logic here of the conversation I had with Aaron Boone earlier this morning, just wondering and kind of dreaming on the idea of what would it be like if you could finally write all these guys' names into the lineup at the same time. Aaron, you've never had a season in which you've been able to write Judge, Stanton, and Sanchez's name into the same lineup 100 times. What do you think that would mean if you were able to do that?
Prediction. No, I hope we find out. And, you know, we obviously feel like we can be a special offensive group. Certainly if those guys are able to post together a lot, and, you know, hopeful we can find out, how good that would look, because I think it could be special.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so much potential built into those guys, but it's all, I mean, even Stanton yesterday talked about, he doesn't necessarily think about numbers. He thinks about staying on the field, and that will lead to numbers.
Yeah. And I would just go back to, again, the things I've been talking about with G, that, you know, he's so disciplined, you know, as a hitter, to his process, to his approach, to his, you know, how he prepares for how they're going to attack him, and knowing what he wants to go up there and look for in different zones and stuff. And he really is disciplined to that. And to see him kind of work through that over the last few years has been fun, and that's why I've been so excited about him, what I know he's capable of doing when he goes out there every day.
Those three guys have just dealt with so many different things along the way. I mean, have you thought about, you know, have you dreamt on that? I know you're kind of focused on a day-to-day thing, but have you dreamt about a full season's worth of production from those guys?
I don't know. I mean, I know what they're all capable of, so therefore, I know what ultimately our lineup is capable of with them in it. So, but I'm more on the day to day and right now, like making sure they're getting the proper amount of work, the proper amount of recovery, the proper buildup, and things like that. That's kind of where my focus is.
Now, I know how baseball works. Just having all these guys there when you won 100 games without them doesn't mean you're going to win 120. I think we always have this, you know, we make this mistake of looking at the 1998 Yankees and trying to measure things that way. Baseball is just a weird sport. It does not work that way. So this team could win, I don't know, 98 games with fully healthy seasons from everybody. And, you know, that's a great year. That's a great year. Don't make the mistake of saying, what's wrong? Why didn't they win 105, 107? Let's look at the individual performances and let's look at how the team does. But if they're going to stay healthy, then I would take that team, whether they won 95 games or 105 games or 92 games, as long as all the stars were healthy and performing, I would take my chances with that lineup in a postseason atmosphere. Now, of course, it's about pitching, and you know Gerrit Cole is You know, he's right in his prime. He had a good year after settling in last year in the short season. He looked strong early in the spring. The Yankees could use a bounce back from Corey Kluber, but they could really use Luis Severino. And Severino is a little more than a year removed from Tommy John surgery. On Tuesday this week, he made his first mound appearance through 20 pitches. And Aaron Boone was really excited about the way Severino looked in his first outing off of a mound in, well, over a year.
It was a lot of fun for me to get over there, you know, on Tuesday morning to be there to see that first one and just to see how he's moving around. There's just a confidence in that he's kind of exuding in his health. You know, just watching him play catch, the way his body is, the kind of shape he's in, and the free and easy way in which he's throwing. He was really efficient the other day, really kind of throwing it exactly where he wanted. It was coming out hot. You know, we almost said, hey, back off a little bit. It's coming out a little too well, and he wasn't working for it necessarily. So really encouraged about where he's at to this point.
Could you see it in his face when he was done?
Sevy's usually pretty stoic. He doesn't let you on too much, but there's no question in how he's expressed himself, that you feel like he's in a good place right now. And I think for the last several weeks has been chomping at the bit to get on the mound because I think he's felt very ready to do that.
I still don't love the idea of having a guy like Severino returning or a guy like Zach Britton returning from the injured list and calling it a deadline acquisition or as good as a deadline acquisition, because you really wish you would have had those guys all year long. They just had to get healthy. But you know, a healthy Luis Severino, if he gives you, I don't know, 12 to 15 starts when he finally comes back, man, what a difference that could make. And a fresher arm, I know he's been rehabbing and all that, but without the stress of innings, it's a more controlled environment as you're rehabbing. Without the stress of real game innings adding up and piling up during the course of a year, that's a great asset to have in 2021 as you're looking to fill out the, you know, the August and September innings and making sure your pitchers make it to the finish line standing. The Yankees have big goals, big dreams. It's about their stars. Severino is one of them. Gerrit Cole is one of them. But it's also about their lineup. Judge, Stanton, Sanchez, Torres, LeMahieu. You know, I always go back to something that I heard Texas Rangers general manager John Daniels say once. He says, there is no contingency plan for your best players. So while you could make substitutions like Mike Tauchman and Gio Urshela for Miguel Andujar, while you can make those substitutions and kind of move your way along and feel good about it, what's going to get you to the end, what's going to get you to the finish line holding a trophy is if your stars are playing, if your stars are healthy and playing. And strong regular seasons is where that begins. You know, it's hard to get them, have them miss time during a season and see what happens with Stanton last year. I mean, that was a little bit of an exception, a weird year. But it makes you kind of dream on what they could do if they're all healthy for a regular season. Write these guys' names into the lineup even 140 times during the year, and tell me what you think 2021 might look like if that happens. If you're new here, please check out our WFAN Baseball Insiders podcast. Subscribe on all your podcast platforms at radio.com, Apple Podcasts, wherever you go. You can get, and if you hit subscribe, you can get my reports on the Yankees, Ed Coleman's reports on the Mets, all delivered to you daily. Thank you for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.